One of his earlier solo hits after leaving Take That in the 90s, Robbie Williams and Old Before I Die, coming up on 8:15. Thursday's evening show, this is Geoff Hopkins. Hello, thank you for sticking this on tonight. Hope you are okay. Right, on the showbiz sofa, I am joined by the singer of one of the most recognisable songs off the telly at the moment. She's the voice behind the House of Fraser advert. Let's say hello to Grace. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm splendid. Thank you.
Amazing.
The song and the advert, which we'll talk about in just a second. Have you seen the TV commercial, by the way? Because it's the most un-House of Fraser thing I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, I have seen it.
It doesn't really fit, I didn't think, that what House of Fraser. You think of House of Fraser and you think kind of older woman in fur coats, and it's like, that's not that at all. Anyway, according to my notes here, Grace, half Australian, half British. Does that mean you complain about the weather despite it being really nice in Australia most of the year round?
Yeah, no, I actually love the cold weather. I'm definitely a winter girl. So I mean, I love the summer as well, but I'm definitely more of a winter girl.
You like a big coat?
Yes, I do. I like, definitely fashion is way cooler in the winter, I think.
I don't look good in shorts, so yeah, I'm totally with you. So which half of you is Aussie, which half of you is British, would you say?
My dad is British and my mum is Australian.
Okay, and quite a musical family, I gather. Your big brother, Conrad. I've met him a couple of times this year. Pretty good year for him after featuring on some tracks, and he's been supporting, you know, Jess Glynn, Ed Sheeran, Maroon 5, etc., etc., etc. Your parents, were they quite musical as well? Were they a big influence on where you've ended up?
My mum's definitely very musical and just quite a creative person in general. Loves writing books and, you know, photography and film and all of that. My dad is like totally not musical at all. gets excited by music and loves listening to music, but definitely not, doesn't have a musical bone in his body. But my grandparents were singers, so I guess, yeah, it's in the family.
But not from your dad, clearly.
Not from dad.
Let's talk about You Don't Own Me. Now, this is the song that's on the House of Fraser advert on the telly, a new version of an old 60s song originally by Leslie Gore, and it was originally produced by music legend Quincy Jones, who you got to work with, I gather. How on earth did you do this?
My manager and him have been friends for a really long time, have worked together in the past, and one day they were together and they were playing music, and Quincy got to hear some of my songs, and my manager asked him if we would ever, you know, have the honour of remaking one of his records, what we should do, and Quincy suggested You Don't Own Me. So that was a year ago, and I took my first sort of attempt at it when I was 17, which is how old she was when she recorded it. And then when Leslie unfortunately passed away in February, Quincy was like, we got to put this out now. And, you know, when Quincy makes a phone call, everybody moves. So it's like a week later, it was out in the world.
Amazing. And what was he like to work with?
It was incredible. You know, one of the most amazing experiences of my life. He's a legend, like you said. And just to be able to soak up, I'm a sponge when I'm around him. I just soak up wisdom and, you know, just listening to his stories and advice, it was incredible.
The song came first as opposed to House of Fraser asking you to do this record for their advert.
Yeah, no, the song came out in February, so it's been out for a while.
Okay, and listen to the lyrics as well, You Don't Own Me. And, you know, in the context of women's equality or lack of, it's sadly quite relevant as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why it works. It was relevant 50 years ago and it's relevant now. And I think the message is timeless. And, you know, I remember Quincy telling me kind of the backstory behind the record, and Leslie released it when she was 17, right in the middle of the feminist movement, and it was such a huge deal for a young lady to come out with that kind of controversial lyric, and it was just unheard of, and that kind of really inspired me. And I think it's amazing to be a voice of that message for this new generation. It's just an honour to be a part of that. So,
have House of Fraser sent you anything from the advert, Grace? Like a new bag or a cutlery set or something?
Cutlery set. I did get to take home a few little goodies from House of Fraser. They were very kind enough to let me take home some nice stuff. So,
is it strange as well seeing somebody else lip-syncing along in the advert?
No, I thought the advert was like so badass. I loved it. I think they did an amazing job.
I should also add that the song earned you a nomination for Song of the Year at the ARIA Awards, which I think is that like the Aussie equivalent of the Grammys?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit like the Grammys is obviously really a really big deal. Not that the ARIA's isn't, but it is, sort of in Australia, it is kind of like our most prestigious awards for music,
Okay, like the Brit Awards then, perhaps?
Yeah, perfect example,
Well, congratulations on that nomination. That must have been quite nice for you.
Yeah, it was very cool. It was crazy.
Sadly, you didn't actually win. Who won?
My brother won.
Yes, your big brother Conrad. Mentioned him earlier. Yes. Lovely guy. I met him a couple of times in the last few months. Most recently at a gig he did in London a few weeks ago. He has very nice hair, I thought.
He does. Sometimes I get a bit mad and say, why do you have better hair than me? But, you know, it is what it is.
Now, see, when I saw him last, I asked him about you and the kind of rivalry between you. Do you want to hear what he said?
I would love to.
Here's what he said about Grace, his sister.
We're both very different artists, but it's lovely to see her having success. And, you know, it's going to be fun chasing each other around the world for the next few years, hopefully. And we got to do a song together, which is going to be on my album. And it's really cool to experience this crazy thing. You know, not many people in the world get to experience this, but to be experiencing it and your sister doing it as well, it's pretty nuts.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's such an unusual situation. And, you know, it is really a crazy experience, and to have someone that's your own blood going through it at the same time is amazing to be able to lean on him for that. So yeah, it's definitely helps to have someone there like that.
Are you here with the family over Christmas?
Yep, my dad is flying out. My oldest brother already lives here, and Conrad's going to fly out from LA.
Yeah.
So we should all be in one place at the same time, which would be nice for at least a week, and to be able to relax and sort of chill out.
A cottage in Cheltenham I've got down here.
Cheltenham? Oh, thank you. That's so funny because I didn't know where it was. So you've told me. Now I can answer the question.
Yes.
Is it Cheltenham?
That's what Conrad told me when I asked him.
Well, there we go. It's Cheltenham.
I'll come join you as well. So, you know, Conrad might have scooped Song of the Year, but will you be beating him at Pictionary or Trivial Pursuit?
We don't really play Pictionary, but charades at Christmas time in our house is like a full-on, it's like a war zone. Like, my brothers get so into it. There's hackling and everything to the point where, like, people have been known to cry during the game because it's gotten so intense. So I'll let you know how that goes.
I think I might just uninvite myself now by the sound of it. Grace, lovely to chat with you. Have yourself a great Christmas. Say hi to Conrad.
Thank you,
and we'll catch up in the new year, all right?
For sure. Thanks very much.